You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, the best of the 70s, 90s, 2000s, and today. But no 80s. No, I'm not gonna do it. No 80s. WONY Oneonta. I'm pretty sure someone here plays the 80s. Do you know anyone?
Do you know how important the oceans actually are? The ocean produces over half of the world's oxygen and absorbs 50 times more carbon dioxide than our atmosphere. The ocean transports heat from the equator to the poles, regulating our climate and weather patterns. Not only does the ocean provide seafood, it also contains ingredients.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and change my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full-time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I asked questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. To start off the week on October 16th, the Harry Potter Club is hosting a Welcome to Hogwarts event where there will be free food and activities. The event begins at 6 p.m. in the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union. On Tuesday, October 17th, the Resident Student Organization is hosting a viewing of Brothers of the Blacklist at 4:30 p.m. in the Freedom Room in Lee Hall. Free food and lead credit is offered. On Wednesday, October 18th, Making Sense is hosting an event simulating real-world challenges students may face after graduation, and it is intended to help students begin to plan and think practically about living independently. This event is taking place in Morris Conference Center from 2 to 7 p.m. To pre-register or for more information, please see the Making Sense website. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Hello, hello. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Welcome back to Mornings with Minna. We're going to get straight into it today. Here is Just Another Honky by Faces. Hope you enjoy.
And ignore all the signs. I'm walking around in circles. I've closed my ears and believe my own lies and break the silence always. I make a lot of words, big storm in the air. All around your hair it's blowing. Just leave it be and it will all blow. Always changing. You can go if you want to. I don't own you. Go be wild. Leave my hand, it's wide open. So is the door evermore.
Take a last chance. Oh, honey, take a last chance. like it's the end. Ooh, hey, could you please stay? There I go again. Hey, ooh, what did I do? Looks like it's the end. Ooh, hey, could you please stay? There I go
must have played in a thousand bands. But I'm just here tonight, tomorrow I'll be gone. Same folks show their blacker sides. Seen them die just for foolish pride. And those drivers always ask to hear that same old song. That's a big 10-4.
Weakness, when you know about was an empty place in my bed. And my heart is beating against my head, yeah.
Blood rushing through my veins becomes a flood of tears once again.
Okay, so we've reached the end of our hour. If you enjoyed this show, then be sure to check out our other shows listed on our website at wonyfm.org and tune in here at 10 a.m. every Thursday. Our last song is Indian Summer by Joe Walsh. Enjoy.
Mrs. Dior, you were mine, sugar, and I was yours. I saw, my dear, don't lie. Round town, they've been calling you a dreamer. Are you so dreamer? For thinking she loves you.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Sometimes Since the start of quarantine, social media users around the world have shared their struggles with mental health this past year. With restaurants and businesses being shut down to the constant number change of COVID cases, 2020 has been a long year for many. Among that many are your kids. Now that most classes are online, your little one's school experience is much different than they would have imagined. From taking 8-hour classes at home to not being able to see their friends every day, quarantine can be hard on your children. The effects of COVID-19 impact everyone, including your little ones.